Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? I do apologize about the... Let me get rid of the back noise here. Just 1 second. All right, there we go. Technology is a beautiful thing until it stops working. All right, let's try this again. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. I do apologize about that I've been over here trying to get connected. So you guys know this is always an adventure every time we try to do a show. And that's why I don't like this venue, but I know from the free content, I like to use this venue. But anyway, let's start back over. Welcome, everybody. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Welcome to today's show. Today is Friday, January the 19th of 2018. The time is 12:05 Central Time. Today, we want to introduce the 167 Club. I want to break that down. We also want to talk about, which is just a version of the life management system. I also want to break down for you photon fusion and light injection, which is what you are. So I need to make sure that everybody understand as we go into 2018, we're already in it, but I want to make sure that everybody under, over, and understands the depth of the program. The 167 Club is designed, again, to make the program accessible to more people. And so we want to break that down and make sure everybody understands that. So for the people that's already in the program and the people that are listening to me from other venues, because you guys know I do extend this out to other platforms, so that way people can under, over, and understand. Again, I do apologize for the sound in the beginning. Man, it's always interesting. Some days the sound works great, and then some days it doesn't. So today at the beginning of the show was one of those days. So let's jump right in. Brothers and sisters, let's start from the top. Everybody knows we are inside of this reality. We could talk about it. We could spend time being very esoterical or what I call metaphysical. But at the end of the day, the purpose of the life management system is to help you understand this thing that they call spooky science, or what I call quantum communication networking. Now, a four-dimensional quantum state of a single photon is and can be split into two photons, each photon carrying what is called a qubit. This is the process that the blockchain, that computers, that what they call, again, shape-shifting immunology, or what they do in your vaccines. The reason that they give you a vaccine shot is to introduce pathogens and microorganisms into the immune system to develop what they call nucleotide acid technology. Now, that's just a fancy way of bioweaponry. So the new AI doctors that are out today are introducing artificial intelligence into your host. So the purpose of the life management system, as we go further down the road, a lot of this stuff will be shared in private, you know, classes, also for the 167 Club, the life management members. So for everybody that's already a part of the life management team, nothing changes. For everybody that's not a part of the life management team, this is very important. So the 167 Club is the ability to be a part of the $5,000 life management system for $167 a month. So 167 is just, if you multiply by that 12, that comes out to about $2,000. So the $5,000 system, which is really $7,000, each module, if you buy separately, again, is $1,000. So we went from 7 to 5. Now we're going from 5 down to 2 to make the program more accessible. The goal is to get 2,000 people enrolled in 2018. So I need your help. I need your help because the purpose of the program is for you to understand what I'm getting ready to share today. Now, again, I'm just going to introduce these topics, but these many of these topics will be a part of, again, the shows that I will be doing that's made available for members of the 167 Club and also the members of the Life Management Club. These two are same thing. You guys know sometimes you got to say the same thing, you just got to say it in a different way to reach different people. So the 167 Club, again, is just simply the monthly payment option for the Life Management System or the Life Management Team. Now, for everybody that's a part of the Life Management Team, you have access to my pay-per-view shows for only $25. For everyone else, early registration is $49. Regular price is $100. So if you are a member of the Life Management System, or if you join the 167 Club by simply emailing me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com and let me know, or just go to the website at masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation, make the $167 donation. Now, this is good up until the end of this month. So from now until January or January the 31st, I am enrolling people inside of the 167 Club. So this is an opportunity for you to share with your family and friends for the next week and a half, so that way they can join the Life Management System. Why? Blockchain technology is here. I don't know if you guys really understand what has transpired. This is the new internet. Now, when I was a kid, we used to all walk around outside, and we would look up at the sky, and we would gaze. We rode around on stick horses. We played outside. We climbed trees. Now, everybody looks down because everybody has a cell phone. Technology refocuses your attention down. Spirituality focuses your attention up. Now, I don't know about you. Go outside. Go downtown to your city and watch. I'm a people watcher. Watch, if you don't believe me. Everybody's looking down. You will not see a soul looking up. Now, back in the day, you walk around and you just glance up and you say, wow, it's a beautiful day today. And look at the sky. Look at look at the sun. Look at the birds. Look at the trees. Nature has been replaced with neuter. Now, for you, the way that this is going to be done is through the blockchain. Now, if you just look at the word blockchain technology and Bitcoin or crypto, I've already did the series already on the show on crypto technology. Nothing in the universe can exist unless it's named. So if they ever want to know the purpose of the thing, just look at the name of the thing. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. If you ever want to know the purpose of a thing, look at the name of the thing. So Bitcoin and all of this new money that's out, this new internet. So now, remember, the internet was the information highway. Now with Bitcoin, the internet is the technology highway. So now everybody has access to commerce. Now everybody's saying that is a good thing until, as we know already with the internet, do you own the internet? Your IP provider monitors every keystroke. Your IP provider, the person that gives you access to the internet, that company that you buy, how do you think Bitcoin exists? How do you think blockchain exists? People tell me that it's not traceable. Are you serious? Now, think for a moment. This is what blows my mind. I'm not against Bitcoin. I say, man, if you can make money off money, that's beautiful. I recommend everybody buy Bitcoin, buy cryptocurrency, blow your cookies. I won't be involved in it, but I recommend that people who, if that's your niche, if that's your purpose, if you're an eight, knock yourself out. You're all about managing the money managers, pattern making, and that kind of thing. The Bitcoin is a block chain. Now, it's chaining blocks together. You are the block. Now, do you guys remember binary code? Does anybody remember computer language? How computers work? Well, the letter A in computers is made up of seven zeros and O's, bits. Those are called qubits. That's how we communicate. Your body communicates on a cellular level on the exact same way as computers do, and the exact same way as the blockchain does. This is the method to chain you to this dimension. Now, this is way down the road. Most have not studied physics, and that's okay. You're not a mathematician. Neither am I. But I understand spirituality. And I understand that, so I developed a system called the life management system to get you out of this world and get you into the real world. Now, the real world is a celestial world. Now, the real world and the fake world have come together kind of, sort of. So Yahushua, who we call Jesus the Christ, said that he glorified mass. So he has glory. He has a glorified, there's a new vehicle, there's a new body. So he's done something. He's taken the two seeds that are afar off, and he made one new man. That's what it talks about in Ephesians chapter 2, for anybody who don't believe me. So you can go to Ephesians chapter 2, and you can read this for yourself. So I don't recommend that anybody believe me, because I'm like anybody else. You know, I can miss God too. I can misinterpret what, now the spirit realm is sending out the same frequency and has been since the beginning of time. But I could misinterpret that frequency. That's why you need to double check, not only me, but everybody. So the 167 Club is an organization of like-minded people seeking the deeper aspects of life and godliness. That's the same phrase or mission that I had inside of my coffee shop, bookstore, and learning center. That's the same mission I had wrote 20 years ago when I started the Eagles Club organization, Eagerly Advancing Godly Living and Economics, Scripturally and Scientifically. So the movie The Lightning Thief, if you guys remember that movie, is about lightning. Now, lightning is an electromagnetic pulse, which is another word for a thought. So there is a thought thief. That's the blockchain. So this thought thief understands that you are a photon. You are a package of light. Or you have a package of light, depending on how you want to look at it. The Bible says it this way. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Light, the force, the photon. If you watch the movies, again, inside the Transformers, they had this little piece of the R spark. The R, like an ooh, R, and then spark, or a spark. So during conception, there was a video that's floating around on Facebook and YouTube. When the sperm meets the egg, a spark of light takes place. Now, this is true. This is biologically. It's on Facebook or, you know, YouTube, Instagram, video floating around. At the exact moment of conception, there is a spark. That's the R spark. So there are some icons, as we call them today, who are archons. So that was a award ceremony that takes place in Hollywood, where movie stars receive the Lifetime Achievement Award, or the icon. So the icon is the arc, or the archon. So our modern day icons are the re-embodiment or the reincarnation of yesterday's little G's. Now, I don't want you to believe me. In fact, I encourage you strongly to not agree with anything that I say. But go to YouTube and type in a video, type in Jim Carrey, and listen to what he's saying now. And everybody in Hollywood is distancing themselves from Jim Carrey because, you guys know that's not his real name. But he's saying some very interesting things that lines up exactly like what I've been saying for 20 years. So why all of a sudden is Jim Carrey saying stuff about he doesn't exist, about the world doesn't exist, about matter doesn't exist, about this is a holographic universe, and how that everything that we've been taught is a lie, how the archons, and these are his words, again, that there is, I've watched at least 20 different videos of Jim Carrey being interviewed with his long beard, and he's saying some very crazy stuff, and they say that Jim Carrey's lost it. You might want to really listen to what he's saying before you diss him. So the life management system is designed to help you understand what I'm getting ready to share. And that is, somebody wants to steal your light. So they put it inside of a movie called The Lightning Thief. Now, the movie The Lightning Thief breaks that down as well, along with a lot of other movies. Now, It's very important because you cannot be an icon unless you are an archon. Let me say that again. You cannot be an icon unless you are an archon. Not you personally, but it's inside your DNA. So they put stuff inside of your nuclear cord, your nucleotide, and then they're also they put things inside of your DNA. They hide. Now, the Bible talks about this in the book of Jude. So let me make sure that you understand, because this is what we're going to be discussing moving forward. So we're going to be talking about AI doctors, how it's already out. You can go to Google. You can type this in. I said this about 5 years ago. Now the new doctors won't be physical. They're going to be artificial intelligence, where you just call in, you state what you're feeling, and then they're going to be able to give you a prescription. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's technology. I'm not against technology. I just need you to understand what technology is and what it represents. Now, it's very important because this represents or this interferes with what I call your light injection. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you have been injected with light. And the way that the technology works is it interferes with the light injection. That's why the diet that you eat must be a diet that has light injection. Now, the way that you can prove this is by looking at your skin or looking at what they call photosynthesis. So how does a plant take nutrients from the ground and energy from the sun and produce this plant? Why can't we just go outside and eat dirt? Because the only thing that we are eating is the minerals and enzymes that are found in dirt. So photosynthesis is the process that is used by plants and other organisms to convert light energy into something. So they convert this light energy into something else that you and I can use. Well, that's your job as well. This is called spiritual synthesis. And what I teach is a management system, what I will be teaching later on this year, is this process. Now, remember, everything that goes on Earth is a copy or a dumbed-down version of everything that goes on in heaven or the celestial realm. So the little g copied, according to the ancient text, the process of injecting light into mass or matter. This is what I call light injection. Or, again, this understanding of photon hacking. So I've already did a series, we did a couple of shows a couple of days ago on biohacking. Then we did a show talking about, spirit or spiritual hacking. And the reason why I'm using this term hacking is because you're going to see that term because it's like computer hacking. In other words, it's the ability to cut through the fluff so that way you can get to the stuff. So many of us don't have that overstanding, not you, but other people don't have the overstanding of how to cut through the fluff. So we get bogged down. So we, for example, mineral water. Many people still drink mineral water because they don't understand because of the fluff. Because there's two types of minerals, there's organic and inorganic. We cannot really take in either one, organic or inorganic. Remember, they're always going to present option A and option B. You always go with option C. So option A is you just go eat dirt. Okay, that really doesn't work. Option B is that there are organic minerals that's found in water that is run through limestone and granite. These are called underground aquifers. So you can drink mineral water that's from the aquifer that has, again, minerals and enzymes in it that are supposedly, again, assimilable. Or we can digest them or assimilate them. That's a half-truth. Really, the only minerals and enzymes that we can digest is the one that have been in light injected through photosynthesis. So photosynthesis is the process of injecting light into plants. We eat those plants And if you put a plant underneath what they call that Clarendon photography, which I've already seen with my own eyes, my friend Dr. Will Hawkins down in Houston who has one, and he put the plant under that. We took a picture of it, and you can see the electricity coming from the plant. He also has a machine that could read my aura, and he put it on my aura, and it showed that my aura was really purple-looking, which represents, again, harmony, royalty, crown chakra. Some people's aura are red. That means they're angry, their root chakra. Some people's aura are orange, different aura. So you can read a person's aura. Are they chi? Are they prana with technology? Now, I don't need the technology. I am the technology. But some people need the technology. The purpose of the life management system, the purpose of the 167 Club, is to get you to the point where you don't need the technology because you are the technology, because technology is dumbed down spirituality, which you are. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that is manifesting itself through the body. You're not the body of a soul. You're the spirit. Now, that's very difficult to wrap our brains around, because it is the soul, as I will be sharing in the next series, that, again, incarnates, where we get the word reincarnation. It is the spirit that animates the soul. And then the soul possesses, again, carnate, or what we call body, or carnal, or flesh. And so the Bible teaches that that carnality should resurrect or rise in consciousness or awareness. It's not physical. It's spiritual, as I will give you proof in the next series as I break down these two words, reincarnation and resurrection. Why is that important? Because somebody want to put your light in a box and then connect that box to a chain so that way you stay trapped in this dimension. It's frequently repeated binary code. That's the blockchain. If you look at the blockchain, you will see what it is. Underneath, that's how Bitcoin works. So that way, it's frequently repeated. Bitcoin is based upon currency. The internet is based upon information. So the internet allows you to enter the net. That's why it's called the internet. So the blockchain in Bitcoin is the currency. It's your chi. So someone wants to steal, if you want to use that term, your chi. It's the ability, again, an archon becomes an archon how? An icon becomes an icon how? Now, if you watch the music awards, and I've been watching the show, and it was I think it was Patti LaBelle or somebody, and it was making her an icon in her industry. Well, how do you become a movie star? You got to have a lot of admirers. You got to capture a lot of chi. You got to have a lot of people giving you their attention. That's a star. You ever see how people act around stars? They are in a state of worship. They give them their chi, their prana, their energy. That maintains the star. Have you ever seen an old movie star that has been put out the pasture because Hollywood blacklisted them? At one point in time, there was a major movie star. Now, you've never heard of them. You don't hear about them too much. There's a lot of old movie stars that did something that put them on Hollywood's blacklist, and so now they don't have admirers any longer, so they're no longer a icon. They're no longer a movie star. And so the goal is photons are carriers of quantum information for the purpose of communication. So each photon, which you are, now, according to the Bible, Jesus says, I am. And then he says, light. Now, he makes seven I am statements. One of them is, I am the light of the world. That word means phos in the Greek, P-H-O-S, which means photon in English. So photons are packages, if you will, of light. Now, photosynthesis is how plants take this injection of light and they convert it into chemical energy that can be released through what is called a energy transformation process. So the life management system is a spiritual is the spiritual version of photosynthesis. This is called spiritual synthesis or cladonomics. Now, the reason why this is so important, because photosynthesis is the only way to maintain life on Earth. Spiritual synthesis is the only way to maintain life in heaven, in the spiritual realm. So if photosynthesis ceased or stopped, there would be no life or organic matter on Earth. If spiritual synthesis, spiritual work, if spirituality stopped, if the life management system that I have stopped, there would be no celestial or no access to return back to source, which is what Yahushua did. So Yahushua, the purpose of the 167 Club is to give people access to the $5,000 Club at $167 a month. And so that is the purpose, or that is what the 167 Club is all about. But we must speak about benefits, not features. People don't buy features. People don't buy the 167. So if I just say, or if you just say, hey, join the 167 Club, nobody's interested. If you just say, hey, get a 600-page Diakonia report, nobody's interested. If you tell somebody, you know, hey, I do the Life Optimization Circle, which is, again, this circle that explains or exposes you to your God-given destiny or your niche, nobody's interested. People are only interested in one thing, benefits. What's a benefit? A benefit is, how does this make my life easier? How does your life management system, if I join the 167 Club, can I pay my light bill with that? That's all people want to know. So you cannot talk. I don't spend a lot of time. I talk benefits. Today, I'm talking about the benefits of joining the 167 Club and the life management system. That is spiritual synthesis, or what I call light injection or photon fusion. Now, I did the series way back in the day called Photon Physics, where I broke down what I call the physics of Christ. I have a book called The Physics of Christ or The Physics of Christianity, where I talk about all of this. But again, most of that goes over most people's heads because, you know, we're not physicists. So I had to break it down into English, and I came out with a series called Grammar, Grammaria, and Grammatus. I also came out with a series called Etymology. So I did a three-part series that breaks down how everything is chained together through letters or fetters, because the word fetter means chain. So the blockchain technology that Bitcoin uses is how, again, you're going to chain together, put light in a box. It should be called light chain instead of blockchain, but that would be too obvious. So you are a light injected mass or matter. You are mass that has been injected with light through the process of spiritual photosynthesis. So you must understand that process that the plant does to trap light, to turn it into energy, to feed flesh. Let me say that again. This is extremely important. This is everything that I do. It's designed to get you to understand that you're light. As a light being, you should not be trapped in mass. You should be sending out light. So you are a son. You're made in the image and likeness of your father. So therefore, you give light. But your light is celestial. It's eternal. It's not temporal or terrestrial or matter. So the enemy stole light to basically animate matter. Now, that is not necessarily good or bad. People are trying to find or to place, I'm going to say the word blame, and, you know, you could say that, but there are events that take place in life. Your job is to hack those events. to become what I call, again, a spiritual hacker, and to understand that the nucleotides are your cells, are cells. They're blocks. That's where the blockchain technology comes from, the cellular technology. Because when I worked in the prison system, that's why prison and prism are phonetically the same. Because the technology is dumbed down spirituality. So they put people inside of prison cells. Let me say that again. They put people who do bad things, don't live according to the principles, inside of a prison, P-R-I-S-O-N, which is really P-R-I-S-M, prism. But they put them inside of a cell, C-E-L-L, which you have how many cells inside of your body. So you are a prism or prison for cells, or you have cells that contain light. So Yahushua, Lucifer, is the light bearer or the light bringer. And Yahushua came that you may have light and light more abundantly in the form of life. So you can have life here on earth and animate mass or matter. But your original intent. So the purpose of the 167 Club is to explain where you came from and your true destiny, or where you are going back to. You are a photon being. You are a light being that's trapped inside of a dirt suit. And it is done up on a blockchain. And that same technology now has been used to trap currency. The same way that technology was used to trap you inside of the internet. That's why you must enter the net. Right now I'm using the internet. Every keystroke, everything I say is, again, being put in a block. It's been monitored by my IP, by the computer company. If you don't believe me, commit a crime. Watch how fast the FBI come up and snatch up your computer and your cell phone. Because they can trace back everything you've done based upon the keystrokes on your computer, the number of times you logged on, the websites. Every website you go to that I go to on my computer is monitored or tracked or documented. So the blockchain technology is not new. They're just doing to currency what they've done, again, to your individuality. Now, you need to understand the technology, because that's the same. That's just dumbed down spirituality. So they can use the technology for evil. Now, every technology that comes out has been weaponized. Let me say it again. Just look at any technology, scalar weapons, bio weapons, you know, nerve gas weapons. Every time a new technology comes out, it's weaponized, meaning it is used to hurt people, not heal people. So I'm not here to harm. I'm here to help. So I want to reverse technology. Right now, everybody is looking down instead of looking up. Because everybody's looking down at their cell phone instead of looking up at the blue sky. So the purpose of, and this is the most important thing, the purpose of the 167 Club is to give everybody access to the $5,000 Club for $167 down and $167 a month. So those numbers, whether I get those numbers come, just divide 12 into 2,000. So what's the purpose of it? Why would I join and all that? Why am I going to give up $167 of my money every month? And this is what you need to share with everybody. So the whole purpose of the life management system is for you to live life, not for you to be metaphysical. Now, I can wax eloquently with pretty much everybody. I ain't seen nobody that you can bring somebody from that got a Harvard PhD. I can go talk to a homeless man down the street. And I can pretty much go, you know, tit for tat with anybody on an intellectual level. But when I finish that conversation, that does not help me pay my light bill or my car note. And so the problem that I have, especially with black folks, is we like to be metaphysical. We like to be churchy. We like to be religious. We like to, you know, talk Jesus Christ and crucify. We like turning over chairs. We like shouting and singing them good spirituals. I'm down too, brother. I'm down with that. But when I finish shouting and turn over chairs, I want to be effective. But I don't want to be effective for, again, the dark side. The dark meaning using the principles to promote the self. I want to be effective on the light side, using the principles to promote life, everybody, the Commonwealth. I want to make sure that it's a win-win situation. I'm not doing this show today just to hear myself talk. I'm not doing the show that way I can be an icon, so that way I can become a great archon. I don't want a bunch of Facebook followers and a bunch of likes so I can feel good about myself, because I need outside, again, validation, because I have no inside revelation. That's not why I'm here. I'm not here to get you to listen to me today because of the fact that I need your energy. I produce unlimited energy. I have extra. So I give energy to other people. You should produce more money. You should have more money than bills so you can help other people. That's the purpose of the life management system. I'm not here to teach you how to start an online business so that you can pay your bills. I'm here to teach you how to start an online business so you can pay your bills and then your neighbor's bills and your other neighbor or your mother or your sister, your brother, your children. We are here, brothers and sisters, because we are light in a dark world. I'm here so that way you can be healthy. Not so that way you can hoard it for yourself, but so that way when somebody asks you, man, you know, I notice you don't hardly get sick. Or I notice that, man, you look pretty good. You know, you're not overweight. Or you're this or you're that. You know, what do? And you can share the love of Christ with other people. I'm here so that way people can hear me talk about photon hacking and photon fusion and light injection. I'm not here to wax eloquently so that way you guys can impress you with my, you know, with my advanced gnosis. That's not why I'm here. I'm here so that way I can explain the process of photosynthesis, so that way you can understand the process of spiritual synthesis. In the exact same way that if you need proof that what I am doing works, go outside and look at a plant. And then ask your plant that before you eat that plant, why are you eating that plant? You eat that plant because it took in light. And it converted that light into something called a mineral and enzymes that your cells use to fuel. It is the energy transformation. Be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. So the purpose of the life management system, the purpose of the 167 Club, is to bring about a spiritual transformation. So that way you can be a good extension on this earth, but that you can be a good extension in heaven. Meaning, when you eat plants, it's designed to maintain matter. When you eat spirit, it's designed to maintain spirit. And there's a big difference between photosynthesis of the world and spiritual photosynthesis, which is able to take light energy and convert it into chemical energy. So we're taking spiritual energy, or spirit, and converting it into light energy. And that is the process that I teach in the life management system. That's the process that now, again, up until January, and again, the program for the 167 Club is good up until January, the end of January, or January the 31st. So whoever comes in at that point, we'll end it there, because I need you to... we need to break down those two words, photo, and then those words synthesis, and the word spirit, and that word synthesis, and that word fusion. So photon fusion is what the life management system is. It's the ability to understand, again, how do we inject light into mass and matter? Then how do we take light out of mass and matter and put it back into spirit? And then the new body that Yahushua talked about, that light of matter now is going to be injected into that new body, with that glorified body. That is the purpose of this course. Because as you will see, with all of the biohacking coming out and all of the technology that's coming out, along with everything is designed to manipulate your immune system, to manipulate your intelligence, to manipulate your brains, so that way your thoughts are not your own. So that way the words that I'm speaking to you, they won't have life.
The Bible says the entrance of thy word unfolds the light. So they want to make sure that the words you hear don't unfold light. They unfold matter. Remember, the enemy's job is to maintain this existence. The Father's job is to establish heaven on earth, as it says in Our Father prayer. And so the way that that is done is to understand that the words that you use establish the life that you live. Wrong words, wrong life. So the powers that be understand that. So the words that you got, those words, they don't have no life in them. Those words are Latin. And those words, remember, Latinization is Satanization. So those words are not the original text. They're not the original words. So the Masoretic Jews, the Septuagint, and all of these documents are, again, have been changed into Greek and changed into English or English or changed into Latin. So we need to go back to the Aramaic. We need to have to go back to not Hebrew, Paleo-Hebrew. So we've got to go back to cuneiform. We've got to go back to understanding the original language, because that's the further away the language goes, the further away from the light we get. So that is the purpose, my brothers and sisters, of the life management system. I want to make sure that everybody understands benefits and not features. A lot of people talk about features, and that features are great. That, you know, that those are great, you know, talking points. But that's not how you service or sell. So for everybody that's a part of the life, and I'm not turning this into no multi-level marketing company, nor do I want to turn this into no sales organization. I want you to speak from the heart. Just take your head along with you. If this system works for you, share it with other people. Speak from your heart, because then you don't need no script. So when I talk to people, I share my life story. That's it. I don't share no script. My life has been changed by light. And the light, again, was not of this world. So I knew, or I know, that solutions to that I need are just like quantum computing. Remember, quantum computers is just reverse spirit. What they're doing over in Project CERN, what they're doing over in Switzerland, under the ground, all technology is designed to get you to look down. That's why they gave you a cell phone and put it in your hand, so you can look down instead of looking up. And so my goal is to make sure that you stop looking down and start looking up. Because when we was kids, we used to go outside and play, and we would look up. We would look at the sky. We would look at the stars. And then technology came around. Now we stay in the house, and we look down. So the life management system is all about designing systems, and we put those systems into seven modules that deal, again, with the seven chakras or the seven entities that trap light. These seven entities are kind of like the seven deadly sins. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, this module is designed to, number one, get you to release fear. Number two, get you to release guilt. Number three, get you to release shame. Number four, get you to release grief. Number five, get you to release being fake, lies. Number six, get you to release separation. This whole ideal that, you know, white man, black man, this whole separation, you got to release that. And the seventh and the most important thing that you got to release is your attachments. That's the purpose of the system. Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of the big G or God. So the purpose is designed to go through that by the seven series that we did, dealing with blood, carbon, fire, light, spirit, plasma, and ether, which goes through the seven chakras of your sacral, solar, heart, throat, third eye, and crown chakra. So all of these sevens, again, are broken down to return you back to the ether or the etherogram or light. So that way you become one with God and you get out of the root chakra or the flesh and you start to vibrate or operate in the life chakra or the spirit. That is the benefits and the purpose of this series, what I do, the 167 Club, and the life management system. Now, again, for $167 down, $167 a month for 12 months, that gives you access to my entire library. Each module comes with two books and 30 shows, again, 1 hour per day. It's like taking, if you go to the doctor, that's your prescription. Everything else is reference material. So, for example, I was talking with a client that needed assistance with the organization. So, again, I gave her the Eagles Workflow Management tool. So I have a book called The Eagles Workflow Management Book. It teaches you how to structure and manage your life. So that's not part of the system. But again, when we do the one-on-ones, or if I see that that is something that would assist you, then I provide that. Let's say we get the module dealing with nutrition. Well, the book that I did that on salt, one for crimes against humanity. The book I did on distilled water. So if I see that somebody's struggling in that area, and even though those two books are not a part of that module, then those two books, again, are part of the reference material that comes to help support you if that's needed. And so you think that there's a greater benefit in drinking some other type of water than distilled water. Now, all the other waters are great, but distilled water, as I told you guys before, is like an empty trash bag. That's the only water you can drink, but the molecule is empty. It doesn't contain anything. It's dead water. So because it's dead water, people don't understand. They think, oh, don't drink it. No, drink it, because that's the only thing that pulls mucus out of the body, because it's the only water that has the opposite charge of the negative mass or matter in the body. So remember, you're not overweight. You're overwaste. So if you want to get waste out of the body, you must drink something that has the opposite charge of the waste that's in the body. The only water that has the opposite charge that draws waste is distilled water. So every other water you drink is great, but distilled water, which is why I drink distilled water, which is why I've been saying that for 15 years. So if you got somebody who's having an issue with any type of disease, they should be drinking distilled water. So you would give them that book. So that way, and then you would give them, there's a plethora of videos out there that explains the understanding of that. And then if somebody says, then you talk to them about MMS or chloride dioxide. In other words, the system is just like when you go to the doctor. You come in, you got a problem with money. So if you got a problem with money, we're going to go through the wealth module, and it's going to break down that you can only be what you see. So the reason that you don't have a money problem, you got a vision problem. And vision is a lack of, again, clarity. It's like you got cataracts over your eyes. So how do we remove the cataracts? Well, naturally, you know, if you drop, again, castor oil into your eyes, that cures or removes cataracts. So a spiritual cataract, we got to remove spiritual cataract by dropping the oil or the ointment of Christ. Because the word Christ, it means ointment. So you got to put the ointments where? In your eyes. Because poverty is the inability to see. People who are poor walk past money. They don't see value in themselves. How do I know? So I spent the first half of my life being poor. And then when I started making money, I could have been making money, because what did I do? Nothing. I just became authentic. I stopped being fake. I saw worth and value in the gifts and talents that God gave me. I've been talking since I was 6. Did I learn a new skill? Did I take a class? Did I go to college? No. Money is currency. So how do you amp up the currency? As I said to you guys before, you got to connect with the source. By connecting with yourself, you are connected. So people don't have a money problem. They got an identity problem, and they got a creativity problem, but they ain't got no money problem. So that's the purpose of the course, the purpose of to get people to see. And every day I do one-on-one, every day I talk to people, and I tell them, where are you from? What are you doing? And there's a way that they explain. So tell me something that you accomplished. Well, you know, I graduated from school, you know, and I did this, but now, you know. And they just talk so down about their major accomplishments. That's how I know there's a self-worth or a self-esteem problem. So do I tell them to go get a job? Do I tell them to go get a skill or a trade? No. We bring up that ruling disposition that says you ain't worth nothing. And somewhere through the conversation, self-acceptance, self-validation is gone. Because when they did something, nobody saw it as being valuable. So they don't see it as being valuable. That's the wealth. Wealth is that ability to see. Exactly what the Bible says. God has, past tense, given us everything that we need for life and godliness. God wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. Now, see, I can ask and think of a lot of stuff. So that means God wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above that. All I got to do is just see what God sees. My wealth problem goes away. Disease, same thing, doesn't exist. No such thing as disease. And it's crazy that people are suffering because of what? Just like the Bible says, lack of knowledge. So the life management system is designed to give people rhema knowledge. I'm not regurgitating something that your dietitian is going to tell you. I guarantee you, if you go to a dietitian and tell them what I tell you to do, they say, you age only because the dying cells in the body outnumber the living cells. So your cells, your body destroy old cells and they produce new cells every day. That's your normal process. Nobody, again, dies. We are all being killed. Now, that's a big difference. You need to know the difference between those two words. Because everybody talking about, well, you don't know. No, no. Everybody is being killed by what we are putting into our body that we can't get out of our body. So as Dr. Sabi and every physician who's worth their salt has said, you're not sick, you're thirsty. If you take the trash out, watch how the body heals itself. The body is designed to heal itself. So that's the purpose of the course, is to teach people theocentric nutrition, wisdom. There is no such thing as ignorance. Ignorance, look at the word ignorance, it has the word ignore in it. So the purpose of the class is to teach people, stop ignoring the truth that's slapping you in the face. It's right there. It's standing there. Where is it at, Brother Will? Okay, did you read John 16:11? And that word says, that talked about that somebody has been judged. That somebody, when you look that up in the original text, it says Archon. It says he's been judged because he sinned. So you walk around thinking you sinned, and you beating yourself up every day, and now you are you're condemned. You look at the word condemned. It means con, which means a swindle. Damn, which means, again, bad nation. You are a nation. That means a group of cells. How many cells you got in your body? Now, there's a big difference between conviction and condemnation. So the church teaches, not the church, but some people in the church unknowingly teach condemnation. They make you feel bad. So you bring about what you feel. So the purpose of the wisdom course is to teach you stop feeling bad. But Brother Will, you don't understand what I did. No, dog, I understand. I don't think you've done half of what I've done. And I feel pretty good about myself. Why? Now, I used to didn't. I was suicidal just like everybody else. I had depression, doesn't exist. Bipolar, doesn't exist. Schizophrenia, doesn't exist. Multiple personality disorder, doesn't exist. Arrested development disorder, doesn't exist. All of those things I was diagnosed with, I don't have none of them now. I ain't take no pill, I ain't took no counselor. Where did they go? I took the energy out of them, and I put the energy back into myself. That's it. But how do you do it? If anybody can tell you, but how do you do it? Step by step by step. That's the purpose of the life management system. That is the purpose of the 167 Club. So for a measly $167 a month, you can have access to whatever pill, which is in the form of a book, that has the words of God, because the word of God is alive, it is powerful, it is sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. But the problem is, Matthew 23, somebody took out jots and tittles. They took out, or they took away the key of knowledge. Them, they can't enter into the kingdom, and they are trying to prevent you from returning to the kingdom. Don't let them do that. If you hang out with me, I'm not going to let them do that, because I'm returning those jots and tittles that they took out of the paleo Hebrew. That's why we got Hebrew now. That's why Hebrew is an all consonant language. We need to add the vowels back, the femininity back into this masculine environment. What is missing is the feminine energy. And my job is to make sure that we add that back, so that way you can be wealthy, healthy, wise, and maintain great relationships with God, yourself, and others. So brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. Again, we're doing this special for $157 down, $167 a month, up until the end of this month. After that, we go back to the original $5,000 up front. Again, there's certain differences between the 167 Club. Again, I don't do the Dear Kenny report until the money, because I've done it too many times and it takes too long. So we do a small 25-page document called the Life Optimization Chart, which is a mini dumbed-down version of the Dear Kenny report. And you hang on to that until we get pretty much to the end, and then we do the Dear Kenny report. That is the only difference between the Life Management System and the 167 Club. It's still a great deal. You still get all of the same benefits. Nothing changes. The only slight difference is, you know, you get your Dear Kenny report a little bit later once a few payments have been made. Other than that, the system is exactly the same. So please, brothers and sisters, if you know anybody that needs their life, I'm not going to say change, so we're just going to say adjust it. So that way they are producing or they are optimizing their life, let them know. Email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Simply go to the website at masterteacher33.com. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. And we'll see you at the top. God bless you.